The World Health Organization, the WHO, says SARS, severe acute respiratory syndrome, is only the first of what is expected to be many other newly emerging infectious diseases in this century. The WHO says it is particularly concerned about future pandemics of influenza. The head of WHO's Communicable Diseases Program, David Heyman, says the World Health Organization is in no doubt that more previously unknown life-threatening infectious diseases will hit the world sooner or later. He says the big concern is influenza.
And that was the concern at the start of this outbreak when we saw unknown respiratory disease, which was spreading to health workers and which was of unknown cause. One of the concerns was that it was influenza. There will be more outbreaks like SARS. There will be more outbreaks that spread internationally. Influenza, we're almost certain, will occur in a global pandemic form, as it did three times in the last century, and many other diseases which we don't even know, such as AIDS 20 years ago, may come and may become other endemic diseases in human populations, remaining with us from now on forward.
Dr. Heyman says that unlike SARS, influenza is an airborne disease that spreads rapidly and is highly lethal. One influenza pandemic early in the 20th century killed an estimated 20 million people. SARS, on the other hand, spreads mainly through close contact from one infected person to another, and although it too can be lethal, 85% of its victims recover. WHO virologist Karl Storr says the world must do more to prepare for an influenza outbreak. He says that first and foremost, government health systems must strengthen surveillance of infectious diseases.
We need to understand very quickly when a new disease is happening. We should be able to detect it and to respond very quickly. Strengthening surveillance, that will include laboratory surveillance. The second area, which is specific for influenza, is that very quickly vaccines and other drugs should be developed. That will take at least 6 months, irrespective of the strain which is going to develop. And the third area is that countries should strengthen their national pandemic preparedness to be able to control efficiently health, or to contain and to deal with a health emergency of the pandemic influenza.
Mr. Storr says that between 10 and 15% of the total population is likely to become infected with influenza. He says many national health systems are likely to become overburdened as they attempt to grapple with large numbers of severely ill people and many deaths. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.